to the UK. Chris Fade.
Live.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
You could not control yourself the entire show.
And Big Rossi.
Let's talk about Oompa Loompas. My favourite subject today.
What is he doing?
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
Yes. Have a fabulous day, Virgin Radio.
With the biggest stars.
Hi, everybody.
What up?
The Chris Fade Show.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show. Live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. It's 6:02 on a Monday, June 10th. How you all doing? I hope you had a nice little weekend. I hope you had a little bit of time for R&R, a little bit of rest and relaxation. But now we are back doing what we're doing to earn money so we can sustain a living.
Yeah.
So we can eat. We can send the kids to school. We can party on a weekend.
Oh, you think this to yourself?
We're back at it. Yeah, well, I walked into the office this morning going, what do we got? Like 2.5 weeks till vacation? We got two. When are we off?
July 5th is our last show before vacation.
July 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got a bit of time then.
3 weeks. Not that far.
July 5th?
Yeah.
No, I can't be right. I'm not here.
That's our last show.
That's like the Friday before, she's saying, maybe. My holiday dates.
July 5th is our final show, Chris. You always book a flight.
June 5th. July 5th?
Yes. That's our final show.
Let me see what's going on,
Chris,
here. July
5th. For some reason, always books a flight like on a Thursday, and I don't know why.
No. I'm leaving on the Sunday.
Are you going to the UK straight away or Italy first?
UK.
Okay.
Oh, can we talk about my nanny getting rejected?
No.
Oh. Yeah, should have put my house down.
Oh, I don't know, but I got Virginia. We wanted to bring Virginia with us to help us out on the trip and just like explore London because she wanted to go. And then we did the whole thing.
She got rejected.
She got money in her account. She got everything sorted. I don't know why they would reject her. She's been to America three times with us. Like,
interesting.
I'm at a dinner on Wednesday, on lunch, I think, with the UK ambassador or the UK. I'm gonna have a word to him.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Where's my invite?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll have a word with him, see what he can do.
Now, do you need anything when I speak to them?
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
Just actually don't talk about me in any way, please.
Why?
Nothing.
He's probably on a list.
Are you on a list?
No.
Should I not?
No, it's okay. Just forget I said anything.
All right. Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nala.
Good morning.
You all good? How was your weekend, Pretty?
It was good, yeah. Just working a bit, so...
Kind of
busy with that.
Nala, I got you flowers. I said to please give them to your parents, and I've come back over the weekend, and the flowers are still in the studio.
Oh, that's
like the amount of people that I could have given these flowers to, but I chose your parents.
Wait, let's clarify. You did not get the flowers yourself for her parents.
No, I went out there and I bought them.
That's a lie.
I went to flowers.ie.
That is a lie.
What happened, Nala?
That's a lie.
I can't hear you.
I forgot them completely.
You forgot them?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry. I will take them today and tell them I forgot them.
No, I'll give them to another set of parents.
I'll take them.
Yeah. Okay, what a show. We're back. Okay, we're back with the 10,000 dirham pop quiz. Back, obviously, at 7:10 this morning. We have a few guests joining us in the studio. Rossi is so excited for this. He has been talking about this for a couple of weeks. Genetic testing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to find out how old we really are in our bodies, for one. There's loads of things that you can do with this.
There's one thing that in this show will basically trump anything, any celebrity interview, anything.
Sure.
And that is medical-related stuff.
Yeah.
Medical testing.
Yeah, yeah. Like if they gave us an option of Tom Cruise or having this genetic test, we would have gone, let's get the genetic test.
Like anything could be happening in the world, but if we're going to do something that's medically related, it will take precedent on
the show.
This
one, I mean, I was talking to Liz about it last night and she says, what, are you going to like reveal the results? And I was like, yeah, that's the most interesting bit because we're going to find out how what the chances of developing 88 different disorders.
Oh my god, this is such a bad idea.
Our biological age.
I'm ready for it.
This
I love
is a bad
it.
Idea.
How long do the results take? Do we know?
We'll find out later.
All right, we'll find out. Let's get the show on. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you would like to know that officially the stitches have dissolved in my mouth. I have no more stitches in my mouth anymore. The wound is pretty much healed.
Okay.
And that's a good sign. So, yeah, I know a lot of you were worried about that. Had surgery last week. I don't know if you...
But there's a messages nonstop.
Yeah, I just want to let you all know. Stitches have dissolved. They tasted pretty good as well.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
I just had the most average coffee I've had this week. We've got to get a good coffee machine in here.
We
keep getting a good coffee machine. Yeah, we know we do.
Hold on, I'm taking my first sip. Hold on, guys.
Okay.
Can you
hear? Oh, pretty. That's disgusting. We don't need those sound effects.
That's disgusting. That wasn't me. Oh, my God. That's so good.
Have you just posted the photo of me lying down on the studio floor?
Yeah, you reposted it already. Don't pretend you don't know. You reposted it already.
I'm just interested because you obviously posted it. I've reposted it. Yeah, but... You didn't tell me you were going to do that.
Then why did you repost it if you're offended?
Okay, so I post something to you then?
Rossi, you can't pretend to be offended if you repost
I'm pretending to be offended because I want to talk to him. Like, I want to post something about him now.
What do you want to post?
I know what he wants.
Rossi was laying on the ground on the floor behind me. So he was lying on the floor behind me.
Yeah,
this is just as Pretty was reading the news. So I said, we're all ready to go. We're all ready to go. Mm-hmm. But he's up. He's up and about. Are we ready, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick my hits.
All right. Hey, it's Rocky.
Rocky.
Oh, good old Rocky.
Good old
Good morning,
Rocky.
Guys. Good morning.
Morning, legend. How are you? How was the weekend?
Oh, perfect. Weekend's always good in the UAE.
That's great. It's too warm or you're okay? We're still surviving.
No, we're still surviving. We're in the pool, so it's good.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. All right, well, listen, can you help us choose the next song?
I can. Double Point Monday.
He knows what's up. Rocky.
Why have you got a sneaky look on your face, Rossi?
I haven't.
You were looking like Rock. You know Rocky's going to choose your song.
No, he's not. I didn't tell him to do that.
Okay. Have you seen Rossi in the last 2 weeks, Rocky?
We met Rocky.
But I just want to know if you've seen Rossi.
I might have gotten a free deal somewhere. I don't know if it was from Rossi. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Rossi's not thinking.
Yeah. What's going on? No, I remember seeing Rocky on the red carpet. All right. Let's go. What do you want to do here, Nala? What song?
Rocky, help a girl out. It's Black Eyed Peas.
Hold on. You can't beg anymore.
You are not allowed. Everyone's allowed to say whatever they want.
No, what I'm saying.
She's begging.
What I'm saying is that because she's been like losing for so many years.
Yeah.
She's like, help me out. But now you're actually doing pretty well, aren't you?
Yeah. Let Nala say whatever she
wants. Okay, Rocky, whatever. Let it. Black Eyed Peas. Okay.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
All right, Rossi, Pretty, sorry, what would you like?
I'm going to go with a little remix of Busta Rhymes. This is Shireen. I know what you want.
I know what you want.
All right, thank you, Rossi. How about you, mate?
I'm begging you, please choose my song.
Begging you.
Money Skin. Yeah.
I'm begging you.
Last place.
And Rocky, I just want something different, man. I want my immortal Evanescence. Such a good sound. They are your four options. Which one do you want, Rocky?
All right, guys. This morning I'll have to go with Babe, Begging.
Yes!
Okay! Rocky? Yes.
Hold on. Whose song?
Babe.
Babe?
Yeah, remember Rossi's ex-girlfriend called him Babe?
Hey, Babe. Big as that.
Babe.
I love that, Rocky. Listen, you're amazing. That's double points for me now. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, Babe.
I love it. It's Virgin by Rocky.
Virgin Radio. 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got?
So Ariana Grande over the weekend dropped a very, very highly anticipated music video. It's for her single called The Boy Is Mine after it from her album.
Is that Brandy's remix?
It's not really. I think it's just the title that's taken from it. Have a listen to the song. Such a good song.
I mean, look, listen to how high she sings.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Falsetto.
So everyone was like loving this song when she dropped the album.
Yeah.
And they were waiting for the music video. So the music video is crazy. It's like this homage to like Catwoman. We have Penn Badgley starring in the video, which is crazy. You have no idea who it is.
Yeah, I got no idea who Penn Badgley is.
I'm not even going to explain it.
Do you remember you? The TV show
I remember
you?
Me.
The Gossip Girl.
Do you remember you, though?
Gossip Girl.
My goodness. Are you okay?
I'm not even going to try. Continue.
So anyways, and Brandy and Monica made a cameo in the music video.
Oh, that's cute. So there obviously is
something
to do with
it. She paid like a little nod. So that's pretty cool. SZA, who is coming here to the UAE, Abu Dhabi Wireless.
She's going to be cutting it up on that stage.
Scissor, get it?
Oh,
November 24th.
Goodness.
Anyway, this is going to be so bad. Okay, I'm going to cut down my story so we can get through it faster. So SZA shared like this acoustic version of Eminem's Lose Yourself. Have a listen. Yeah.
Joking now, everybody joking now. Relax for now, time's up, overblow. Snap back to reality, hope the ghost gravity.
So good, right?
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, you think it's all right. Eminem thinks it's great. He's commented on it with like the wide-eyed emoji, and now everyone's like, ooh, it'd be so cool to see SZA and Eminem team up. And if you missed it, Eminem, there was like the opening of some station in Detroit, and Eminem like jumped out on stage and did a whole performance this weekend. So Eminem is back.
He's back
in like
out.
Full force, which is pretty cool
without,
to see.
Without the blonde hair, he's dyed it brown, right?
It's like dark
brown
hair.
For ages.
Yeah, for a while now.
Yeah, with the brown beard, it just looks different.
Yeah. I think he looks younger.
You think?
Yeah, I feel like he looks younger.
Kinda, yeah.
Depends how, when he dyes his hair, how dark it is, doesn't it?
It's very dark. I think he dyed it for his daughter's wedding.
Yeah,
and it was
He left it too long.
Yeah.
You know, when you put those dyes in the treatment, they say, like, leave it in for 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
4 to 5 minutes perfectly. That gives you the natural color. He's gone in. You know, you see these guys that dye their hair because they're obviously going gray on the top.
Yeah.
And they leave it in there for too long. Guys, don't leave it in there for too long. Like, we can tell.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You want me to tell Eminem that?
Yeah, tell Eminem he's gone in too long.
I'm not going to
like,
say it, but
Eminem now, every 2 weeks, is going to have to break out the Just for Men.
Maybe that's his natural hair.
Maybe, actually.
Maybe he just used to bleach his hair and this is his natural hair.
Nah.
Hold on, I'll check.
Check baby pictures Eminem. Google it.
He's light. Okay. I think he's got blonde hair, yeah.
Let's talk Celine Dion. So she sat down for her first ever television interview since she revealed that she was diagnosed with stiff person syndrome back in 2022.
Horrible name.
Yeah, I know.
Why do we call it that?
I don't
called,
know.
The syndrome she's got is called stiff person syndrome.
I'll check why it's called that.
Is this Celine Dion?
It's so sad.
But here she is explaining what it's like to live with it, what it's like to sing with it.
It's like somebody's strangling you. It's like somebody's pushing your larynx.
So it's like you're talking like that and you cannot go high or lower.
It gets into a spasm. But it can also be in the abdominal, can be in the spine, can be in the ribs. But it feels like if I point my feet, they will stay in it. Or if I cook, my fingers, my hands will get in a position.
Like
my
cramping. Feet,
it's cramping, but it's like in a position of like you cannot unlock them.
Ah.
Broken ribs at one point, because sometimes when it's very severe, it can break
a spasm
ribs as well.
So hard that it can break a rib.
Mm-hmm.
That is so sad,
isn't it? So the reason it's called stiff person syndrome is because of the symptoms. Because they couldn't. It's just basically your muscles lock up. And you can't do anything about it.
Stiffness and spasms in the muscles of the lower back, legs, more than arms, and sometimes even in your abs. People with classic stiff person syndromes may have frequent muscle spasms and walk like a stiff person.
Yeah, they say it's stiff. Your muscles stiff up.
And they're in pain most of the day.
Yeah. Horseline. So she's trying all that she can because of the position that she is in financially and, you know, stardom-wise, to try to find more research on it, because there's a very small number of people around the world who actually have this.
Yeah.
So they don't actually know a lot about it. So they're trying to, like, research a bit more. But we love you, Celine.
We love you, Celine. Thank you, pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Hold on. I found Eminem's hair.
Is he?
It's Burnett.
Yes, he is.
He's a natural Burnett.
He's naturally like that color.
Yeah, see, that's what I said.
So he dyed it the whole time.
Yeah. Wow. So that's him naturally.
All right. Thank you. You know this genetic testing that we're doing?
Yeah.
Will it, like, pick up things like stiff person syndrome and stuff?
Apparently, yeah. 88 things that you're most likely to get.
All right. We're doing a test a little bit later on today.
Well, I feel like this is a bad idea. We got to discuss this.
Don't worry, because the results aren't coming in straight away. So.
All right, cool. 6:31, we're live. Good morning.
Virgin update.
News headlines, what's happening?
Cold callers in the UAE are facing fines of up to 150,000 dirhams under new rules. And Narendra Modi commenced his third term as India's prime minister following a surprising electoral setback.
Well, when they call up now, they're not allowed to... They can't call us.
150,000 dirhams.
Always going to happen.
Yeah. But
you know what I do when I get a cold call?
What?
This is the conversation. Ready?
Yeah.
Huh? Sorry. Hello, sir. Are you there?
How many seconds does this conversation last?
Within 10 seconds, they hang up.
Virgin Radio weather, powered by insurancemarket.ae.
It's 34 degrees.
Wow. Let's go!
Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
104.4.
The holidays have been announced, right? They're back. We get 2 days off Monday.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday back. What date is that? Is that next Monday?
Eid starts on June the 15th and it runs to June the 18th.
Okay, so it's... We got this week, and then we have actually Monday, Tuesday off.
Yeah, so Monday, Tuesday.
Friday starts on Saturday.
Yeah,
and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, we were hoping for the Wednesday, weren't we? We were trying to get that Wednesday in, and
but yeah. So schools, everything, it's gonna go back on Wednesday.
Well, I hope you have a beautiful Eid. Now, I mean, this went viral. You must have seen it over the social media. Oh, on the social media. Did you see it on the social media? I mean, it's gone viral around the world. You can get yourself go onto Kareem and order a sheep, a full sheep for Eid, and it gets delivered.
Oh yeah.
Now, is it alive? Like it's a live sheep that comes through.
Nala, you'll know.
No, I've never seen this before, but I think it comes in. Sorry to be gory. Parts.
So
they slaughter it for you, and then you get it.
It's on Kareem. I mean, that it went. Did anyone see this? If you saw this over the weekend, give me a call. 0487155444. I mean, it's the time that we live in, where everything you can get is now on, you know, a digital platform, be it a service like Kareem, where you can order a entire animal. And obviously for Eid celebrations, you require it. So rather than going out, a lot of you went out to the farms to get them, or you went to certain butchers. Now it gets delivered to you.
Well, there's round by my house, I see these vans on the side, and it says, I think it says slaughtering services or whatever, but they're around my house all the time. So during Eid.
Now, Rossi, let's see how well you know this. I'm going to give you a few of these sheep names, and you tell me what you think they're going to cost you to get a whole one here.
To be fair, the prices are more expensive on the app.
You're going to get it delivered, though, you know? But a lot of people probably don't want to go out and about, you know what I mean? They just want to hang out just get it sent home.
Eddie says, Eddie's texting saying it's more convenient because it's really busy where you usually go to get the animals from on Eid. So it's,
Obviously, if you are a vegan or vegetarian, this is not the type of conversation you want to be hearing.
Apologies.
So I'm giving you the heads up. But
it's too late for the heads up,
Chris. We will balance it out. Okay, I will talk about trees next, all right? And I will.
But
it's not a joke.
Not trees.
Yeah, like the environment.
Plants.
Well, we did.
And animals.
We talked about the environment.
True. All right, a Jazeera sheep from Iran weighing between 17... to 20 kilos. All right. So, Rossi, I want you to think about this. 17 to 20 kilos. It's a Jazeera sheep. How much is it?
That's one third of Pretty Malik. Wow. I'm going to say, I don't know. I have no idea. Well, the cost
of
number.
We're playing higher or lower.
Keep in mind that it's more expensive on the app, so go a bit high.
I'm going to say, I don't know, 800 dirhams.
Higher.
1,000 dirhams?
Higher.
That's what you pay every Eid. No. 1,500 dirhams.
Close. Higher.
1,600 dirhams.
That is correct, ladies and gentlemen. 1,600 dirhams for an owl. This is a Jazeera sheep from Iran. It's 7 to 9 months of age as well.
Great.
All right, Rossi. Now, what do you think a Kashmir goat from India is going to cost you? Around 2 years old, between 14 to 17 kilos.
I'm going to go a bit lower this time. 1,000 dirhams.
1,000.
Higher.
1,100.
Higher.
1,500.
No, lower.
1,004.
Lower.
1,003.
Lower.
1,299.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. There it is.
You are kidding.
There's a joke. It's a baby goat, right? All right, well, there you go. If you are, I guess, I mean, what would you do?
I think it's an eye-opener. I think I like to tell my kids where their food comes from. So when they say, what am I eating here? I'll say, that's a cow or whatever. I'm quite open about it.
All right, thanks for that, Ross. And you've got delivery times on that. So if you need a goat delivered, you can choose it between 1, 2, or 3 days. The services is all there. And you're ranging from around 1,100 dirhams to 2,000 dirhams, depending on what type of animal you would like to consume. Mm-hmm. Nala, what do you do for eat? What does your family eat? How do you do it? Do you do any slaughtering?
Back home, like, there's a slaughterhouse.
Where is this? In Syria?
In Syria.
In Syria, what
back
would you do?
Back home in Syria.
Yeah.
We would just, like, they would slaughter it in our name, and then we give it away.
I see. Okay.
So you buy
that's
it.
That's what you do. You give it away.
Yes. Some people take it home, and then you cook it. But for us, we just give it away.
Okay. All right. There we go. It's a Kareem app, if anyone's interested.
No, was it on that?
No, Rossi.
What?
Rossi wants to order one.
No.
We're not ordering one. Okay.
You
nice.
Can cook it.
Who's so desperate to order one.
He really wants,
he really wants
guys,
to order one.
Guys, how do you...
Well, do,
I didn't even speak.
Yeah.
We know we from know your
you.
Eyes.
I know you.
Just make sure... Nala, just keep a watch on his phone throughout the show because I feel like he might sneakily
one.
Do it.
I'm going to order one to your house.
Do it.
That's, do it. It's a good deed.
Is it?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Pop on Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank. Let's get it.
Ow! All right, Nathan, good morning.
Hey!
Yeah.
Energy.
That's what I like, Nathan. Yeah. What's going on? What are you doing for a Monday?
I'm just on the way to work. We're literally pulled up at work right now.
What do you do?
Work for a scaffolding company, operations manager.
Nice stuff, oh, wow. Brother. Nice. Nice stuff. Busy, busy, busy. You must be busy. Everyone's building. Everyone's needing scaffolding. 100%.
Yeah, exactly. So busy.
Well, good on you, brother. Let's get you winning some cash right now. You know the deal. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to the ones that you get wrong. Is that cool?
Cool.
All right. Now, we've got a live studio audience this morning. The mums are doing they're louder than the kids. I like that. All right. So, are you good to go? Any questions before we get this done?
No, I'm good. I'm
all right. Here we go. Big shout out to Rack Bank putting out the cash every single morning. We're on. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. What boy band released the 2022 album called Proof?
Pass.
Who sings the songs Don't Go Yet and Senorita?
Pass.
What is the capital of Finland?
Oh my God, pass.
Who plays the role of Bloodsport in the 2021 movie The Suicide Squad?
Idris Elba.
Who sings the songs Summer and My Way?
Miley Cyrus.
What was launched first, Twitter or YouTube?
YouTube.
Who sings the song Smack That and Dangerous?
Pass.
Who stars as Thanos in Avengers Endgame? Josh.
haven't got a clue, pass.
All right, what company makes the Galaxy A12 phone? Galaxy.
Samsung. Samsung.
Who sings the songs Levitating and Don't Start Now? Dua.
Dua Lipa.
I'll give you that last one, even though it's after the buzzer. We've got to help him out. 400 dirhams cash. All yours, brother. 400.
David
Tyler
Live. Oh my God.
Well done. Well done. Well done. BTS has the album 2022, which is called Proof. Camila Cabello has Don't Go Yet and Senorita. Capital of Finland is Helsinki. Calvin Harris sings Summer and My Way. Smack That on the Floor.
Smack That.
Is Akon. Yes, you knew that one. Josh Brolin was in Avengers. That would have got you more of the cash, man. 400 dirhams cash, okay, though, is yours, okay?
Cheers, Chris.
All right, brother.
Thanks so much.
God bless, mate. Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for listening, all right? We got a live studio audience here! Woo! So I got Wid with me right now. Wid, how old are you?
Nine.
You're nine years old? Yeah. What school do you go to?
ASD.
ASD. You listen to the show in the mornings as well?
Yes.
That's so cool. You see Rossi for the first time? You see him? Have you seen Rossi?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen him? Come have a look at Rossi.
Rossi, come on.
We're glasses twins. Yeah, hi.
There's Rossi.
Hi.
Do you hear him on the radio sometimes?
Yes.
He's always like, him and I are always like arguing with each other. It's because we like each other a lot. We're like best friends. Do you know what I mean? But when, like, you know.
I don't think she believes you.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not sure.
Nala,
I'm not sure what's going on.
Nala, can you save that clip, please? Thank you.
Where I said we're like best friends?
Yeah.
Kind of. Do we have this guest joining us in studio next? Is that right?
Yeah, we do. We have a special singer coming into the studio very, very soon.
So literally, like yesterday on Instagram, this guy wrote a song about the entire Virgin Radio station. That every member on the team, I think, was every member mentioned?
Pretty much. Almost.
Who was left out?
Who was not on there?
Because Adam Medine.
Adam wasn't there. I don't think Eddie.
We'll have to single him out. We'll single those people out for him. All right. So that's going to be super cute. All right. So we're going to get that done. Yes, you guys are pointing at me. Yeah, who wants to talk on the radio next? Who wants to talk on the radio? Everyone wants to talk on the right here. What's your name? Tell me your name.
Tala.
And what's your name? And? Oh my gosh, you guys are all good. So like, these are my live audience. I can't do it without them.
Do you want to do like a song? Maybe we can do like Hot Potato or something.
I'm not going to turn into a children's entertainer here, okay?
Why? You're very good at it.
Hot Potato, Hot Potato. Do you know that song, guys?
They don't even know what that song is.
What are kids your age sing? Or like, what's a song that you all know?
What's like your favorite song?
Man, these are Virgin Radio kids. I like that.
This is the Chris Tate Show.
Virgin Radio.
So something got sent to us on our WhatsApp group last night, our Virgin Radio WhatsApp group, right?
Mm-hmm. It was Nala, yeah.
Was Nala the one that sent it? Yeah. Okay, so then... and then the next thing you know, it was a song. I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole thing. I was doing a few things, but from what I understand, it was a song about Virgin Radio.
Yeah. Can we...
Who performed it?
It's someone named Nobir.
Or is that who this guy is in the studio right now?
Yeah, I brought him in.
Is that all you got to do? You got to write a song about Virgin Radio and now you're on the show?
You say it like it's easy.
I can't believe, man. I can't believe what's happening. I posted after 2 hours. I saw Rossi comment. Of course, Nala was the first.
Yeah.
And then Rossi was like, love it. Went back in line and said, you coming tomorrow on the show? And I was like, oh, this is crazy.
I love that.
So, okay, this is great. Nobir, welcome Nobir to the show, by the way.
Nobir.
Hi, Nobir.
Thank
you. Where are you from?
Morocco.
Ah, nice stuff. And are you a singer, rapper? Is this what you do? Or
No. Full time, I'm a boring back of office guy. I do hospitality management.
Okay.
And I used to do music from 2008, so that thing's still in me. So whenever I have time, I do music on the podcast.
Okay,
have we
posted this yet? Have we posted this up on our social media?
We'll get it up now.
No, I think, I don't know. Okay, so what I want to do is, we don't have it up on our pages yet?
Can we put it on our stories?
Can we just put it
up? Let's give him the views. He's doing well. Can we not give him the views and repost it on our story instead of posting it on our page?
No, we should post it on our page.
That's not how it works.
You can mention his page. Go ahead.
Okay, what's your page?
You don't even know his page.
what's your page?
It's not a professional page. It's just my personal Instagram.
I've seen he travels. You're all over the place.
Yeah, just work
gave
me that.
Sorry, Rossi's been stalking you. Okay, so before I play you the song, and I'll play it for the first time on Virgin Radio, you listen to, obviously, Virgin Radio. From the song, it looks like you know Virgin Radio from the morning to the night.
Yeah, correct. So I moved to Dubai And in my previous work, I used to live in accommodations and the transportation is provided. Once I moved here, I got a car and I'm living alone. And then the drive to work, it's like the shower time, you know, all these ideas come. So I switch on the radio. I used to listen to you guys in taxis, so I would just go Virgin Radio because of the music.
Yep.
Yeah, and then it became a routine.
Only because of the music, not because of us, huh? It was only the music.
Before.
I'm being honest here. It's an open platform here.
Yeah, but once I got to the radio and I'm listening to you guys in the morning, I'm listening to Brent in the afternoon. And
you listen to Brent?
Yeah, when I'm going back, I'm listening to Brent.
Okay,
yeah.
And then you listen to Maz?
I listen to Maz, and I called all of you. I called you. I spoke to all of you on the phone. Spoke to Maz. I spoke to Brent. I spoke to Nala. So, yeah, it's like.
Did you speak to us?
Yeah,
did
yeah.
Did you get onto our show?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
Have you ever won anything? Do we need to block you? Or?
No.
No. Okay. Good.
Just awkward there.
What?
So, how did you make the song? You made it on a computer?
Yeah, I have a small studio in my studio.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, I have a mic and an audio interface, and okay. I play with it from
and
time
to time.
And you
did like a whole music video for it.
I was like, if I'm going to post it, I will go all in.
Yeah. Good
I was
on you.
So scared to post this because like my close circle here, they don't know I'm this crazy. So I was like, I'll just go for it. And my sister is liking it, and my work colleagues are like, who is this person? Is
oh, yeah, don't worry about your close. I mean, we've got to live outside our boundaries sometimes. We're so worried about what people think at the office. Just go out. I love that you did this, man.
Yeah.
I've just watched it. I love the music video clip. Have we got it up? Are we getting it up now, Nala? Can we get it up? Or Jenny, can we get it up on the Chris Fade Show account so everyone can go and watch this and do a Virgin Radio collab here? So let's get it up on both accounts here. He goes by the name of Nubir. Are we ready to play?
Yeah.
Are you ready for your Virgin Radio debut?
I hope I don't mess this up.
Is there a name of the song?
Gotta go to work.
Gotta go to work. So I'm gonna play it from what we have. Do you want to rap with it? Are you gonna do it live with us?
Yeah, I'll just go over it.
Okay, I'm gonna go over it. This is a live performance of Nubir's "Gotta Go to Work" song.
Yeah.
About Virgin Radio 104.4. Are we all ready?
Ready,
ladies and gentlemen. It's the one. It's the only Nubir.
Gotta go to work. Put on some radio, got Virgin on stereo. Number one hits and various, old school fire, this is scarier. Never got it wrong, we'll never take a show. Daily happiness, we'll never take a go. They make me happiest working, we'll never take a song. Whether I like it or no, like it or no. Quiz face, come up, is something I like?
Hey!
Something I like? Rusty's inputs, raises, bite? His wife's in the building, press you with the peace tag, factious slide? In here, right? Now that you're fighting the song, is what I fight? Mass Hakim got me catwalking while I'm driving, no. Brit Black with these sticks on Tic Tacs makes my traffic flow.
Yeah!
DJ then I never would hear, chicka chicka makes my speakers blah! A family I listen to more than my own blood. Every time I gotta go to work, put on some radio, got Virgin on stereo. Number one hits and various, old school fire, this is scarier. Never got it wrong, we'll never take a show. They bring happiness, we'll never take a go. They make me happiest working, we'll never take a song. Whether I like it or no.
Gotta go to work.
It's
Virgin
so
Radio.
Good, right?
He goes by the name of Nubir. If you want to see the music video clip to that, it's you in your car driving around. He's done a great job. Go check out Virgin Radio DXB on the gram or hit us up on the Chris Fade Show account. How did that feel? Did you ever think you were making this song? Now you're on Virgin Radio singing it. Did you ever think this would happen, Nubir?
Yeah, when I'm writing it, recording it, I have this vision that I'll be here, but it's not true. Because, you know, like maybe it will go viral. It will be on the side, but then after 3 hours, Rossi 500 views.
Yeah,
it's like, are you coming tomorrow?
Rossi needs content. Yeah. He's doing anything he possibly can.
It's sorted itself out. Basically, it's great.
You write a song for us, and we'll get you in the Virgin Radio studio.
I mean,
we should do like more songs. Virgin Radio.
It makes it my life a lot easier, and it builds our egos up as well, which is great.
Tomorrow on the show is Henry. He's also written a song about it. Every day we have someone come in with a
hey, if song. It's good, we'll take it.
I like it. This is a good beat.
It's so good.
This is a, is this a free beat off YouTube?
This is a free beat off YouTube. It's non-professional. Maybe it's copyrighted.
It.
I don't know. I love that. No, no, it's not it.
All right, there he is, Nabeer, live on Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Go sing us out. Yeah. Come on, go.
Who says so? They bring happiness to never sick a show. They make me happiest rocking on every single song, whether I like it or no.
Yeah.
Like it or no.
Is it?
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
The Dubai Mall. Is, hold on, is it the Dubai Mall or Dubai Mall?
They changed it recently.
Yeah, they took the off it.
Yeah, yeah,
they
I think
took
it, Dubai Mall.
It's just Dubai Mall.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I wonder why they made that decision.
I like it, the Dubai Mall. Makes yeah, it like more a, like.
Yeah, so do you want to go to. Well, I would say, do you want to go to the Dubai Mall? The, I always
well,
say
grammatically,
the.
It'll be the.
Yeah, but it's called Dubai Mall.
It's
Dubai
like
Mall.
Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is the world's
biggest mall?
Number. I mean, the world's biggest mall, but it's the world's number one tourist destination.
Highest footfall in the world, yeah.
Pretty unbelievable, right?
Crazy. Yeah.
Pretty unbelievable what we have here. And they've got expansion plans. Actually, I had lunch with the CEO about a week ago, and I was having a conversation with the gentleman. And, you know, I said to him, expanding. Like, it's already the biggest.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, yep, we always want to keep improving and we always want to keep going. And I think that's fantastic. 240 new luxury stores to be built over the next, I think, couple of years, right?
Wow.
Now, parking, paid parking is being implemented in the Dubai Mall. And for many of us, we're like, oh, what? And then you got to think about where you come from, depending on what country you come from. I come from Australia. Rossi's from the UK. So I'm just looking at Rossi doing something right now. Pretty from New York. You grew up, Nala, in Syria / Turkey as well. Turkey. We're going to go through parking in different countries because I know that's a huge surprise for us here in the UAE, but globally it's pretty much a common thing. But let's run through pricing comparisons to see. I've got the pricing for the Dubai Mall, what we're going to have to pay.
No, but this is like standard across pretty much all the malls here. It's just that Dubai Mall didn't have it.
Didn't have it, yeah.
Right? And you know, like, we are used to this.
Yeah, I guess we do pay at the Mall of Emirates.
Yeah, if you a certain, I think up to 4 hours is usually free, which is standard, and then after that, we got to pay.
So what happens, and I realize why a lot of malls do this, why do malls want you to pay for parking? It's not always just because they want to make money, right? One of the reasons why, it's because a lot of people leave their cars there.
Yeah.
And they use it as, like, a storage facility for
correct.
Your car.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or they'll park their car all day, then they'll go wandering the city on a metro, then they'll come back and pick up their car. Now, those spots, they want to be able to be used for, you know, people, customers that are shopping in this place. Now, if you go to Dubai Mall or any mall on a weekend, sometimes it takes a while to get the parking spot.
Exactly.
So they want to make sure that they're giving everyone a fair opportunity. Saying that, I'm sure there's some good money involved paying an infrastructure. They've got a big building. They've got their own rents to pay, et cetera, et cetera. So let's run through Dubai Mall. Here it is. This is what you're going to be paying. 4 hours is free, which is good.
Which is in a really large amount of time, guys. Yeah, like 4 hours is a large time.
Because in Australia,
time.
We do two free, and then we start paying.
It's definitely targeted at the people who are leaving the cars there, as you say. For 4 hours of free, that's fine, right?
You couldn't do a movie and you couldn't... Could you do a movie and food?
No, not really.
No.
So you couldn't do a movie and food.
But we get food in the movie, so that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, normally you buy food when you're watching the movie.
So you're saying you could do a movie and then leave and do it under 4 hours?
No,
eat at the same time?
In the movie theater, we eat normally.
Pretty, she goes platinum. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying that's what you can do. You can do 4 hours. Yeah. You can watch a movie and eat and get out of there within 4 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever paid for mall parking. I'm always out by 4 hours.
Okay, so 4 hours is free. 4 to 5 hours, you're paying 40 dirham.
Okay, not bad.
What do we think?
I think that's
a high four.
That's
for
a
one,
lot.
For the fifth hour, I think that's expensive. I would have liked to start at maybe at 20.
Exactly.
Right? 5 to 6, 60 dirhams.
Ooh.
6 to 7 hours, you're paying 80 dirhams. If you're there from 7 to 8 hours or over, you're paying 100 dirhams for the day.
So it's really to keep people moving.
Yeah, but I don't know.
They just don't want people leaving their cars there. Right?
Yeah, that's true. Because
they want you there spending.
There's a metro station there, too, so I imagine a lot of people maybe just park their car, take the metro, and then go off, you know?
Okay, so 04871-5544. These prices of the Dubai Mall parking, are you freaking out? What are your thoughts on it? Let's open it up. This is our country's mall, the Dubai Mall, the world's largest mall. What are our thoughts on those prices? 4 hours is free. 4 to 5 is 40 dirhams. 5 to 6 is 60. 6 to 7 hours is 80 dirhams. 7 to 8 is 100 dirhams for your parking. Now, globally, where do we match? New York City, your home. Pretty. The local mall there.
Yeah, my local mall, Queens Center Mall.
You get, let's be here. Queens is like not downtown New York, right?
It's New York City. It's considered New York City.
But is it like where the Dubai Mall is situated? Like, do you know what I mean?
So it's in a very like, it's the probably the only mall in New York City.
Okay.
So our malls are usually outside in the suburbs and they're usually free.
Okay.
So the fact that there's one, a mall in New York City, and then we got to pay.
Okay, I've converted it into AED just so we can all sort of work around with it. 20 dirhams for the first hour. 1 hour.
We don't get anything free.
Nothing free. You just pay 20 dirhams for an hour.
Yeah.
For 2 hours, you're paying 38 dirhams, 32 dirhams roughly.
Yeah.
For 2 hours of parking, 38 dirhams. All right. 3 hours of parking, you're paying close to 40 dirhams. And then 4 hours of parking, you're hitting close to 46 dirhams. So New York, pretty expensive, man. The first hour.
It's not free. It's not free.
I went to Bondi Junction, which is a fairly large mall in Sydney.
Yeah.
You get 2 hours free.
Oh, that's nice.
All right. So you get 2 hours free. But then after that, you're paying a good amount. You're paying around 27 dirhams for the first for 2 hours, the hour after that.
27 bucks.
27, dirhams, that is. And then after 3 hours, you're paying about 35 dirhams as well. So it's pretty expensive. Have you got anything that you've got?
In Turkey, some malls are free, and then others, the first hour is free, and then the second hour is like around 30 TL, which is like 5 dirhams.
Oh, 5 dirhams.
But keep in mind, there it's expensive. It's just the currency.
I don't do what I did when I was last in Liverpool. I lost my ticket in one of these things. That's about like 500 dirhams to get out.
Because they
100
then,
quid?
They charge you the maximum amount, right?
Yeah, to get out. I was like, oh, come on, man. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yusuf, what do you think the parking prices in the Dubai Mall?
For the biggest mall in the world, the parking is very the parking fare is very free. It's very fair.
It's fair? Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay. Dina, what are your thoughts?
I think it's fine because you go to JBR and you will pay 50 dirhams for a convenient parking at the great parking. So it's the biggest mall in the country and in the world. And you get all these tourists as well. So
I like it. I like how reasonable we all are. We're getting a lot of people are saying the same thing. Russia, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts?
I am a little bit against that.
Okay.
Like it's the biggest mall in the country. So you need like 20, 30 minutes to cross from one store to another one. Adding to that the dining, adding to that the Dubai Fountain. So I think that if it's because of the metro people, there must be a metro parking or a pass or something that proves that you were actually spending this whole time in the mall, no?
Yeah, but now I'm interested here. Good point there, Russia. If you do spend in the mall a certain amount, do you get a validator? I don't know about that. I don't know that information.
Well,
do you get validated?
That's a good point.
If I'm dumping 4,000 dirhams on a spend in the Dubai Mall, am I having to pay for that parking or does it get validated? I don't have that information in front of me, but we can try to find that out.
Because I think in some malls, if you watch a movie, you still get free parking or you get a discount on the parking.
But here's a big question that I want to know is what happens to the people? Oh, we're actually getting Amal on. I want Amal to hit this question because I don't know. Amal, what's the question? I was thinking the same thing. What's your question, Amal?
Yes, what about the people working in Dubai Mall?
Mm.
Because I have my husband. He works at the mediclinic there.
Yeah.
We go from 9 o'clock, they leave at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens to the workers? Are the workers having to pay for parking there? Where do they must have... I'm guessing each store would have their own designated parking spots.
Or they have some sort of system where it tags out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they'll basically say, okay, this person works here. Because I imagine that must happen across all the malls if you drive to work, right?
My sister in Mall of the Emirates.
Oh, yes, yeah.
She works there, and they have their own part. Like, there's an area that's designated for people who work.
Does your husband have a designated area, Amal?
No. He's a doctor, but he doesn't have.
Maybe they'll make it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a doctor. He's got money. That's why. He's cashed up. He's cashed up.
I'm sure they'll.
They'll have a system for that for sure.
I'm guessing. They're not going to have the people working there.
No.
Some of them aren't earning a lot of cash. They're not going to be spending 80 dirhams a day or 100 dirhams a day.
There's also nurses and workers.
There's a lot of people in there.
I'm sure they'll have some sort of a system worked out, whether it's a ticket system or whatever it is, that
hopefully
it'll work out. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then if not, it would be the responsibility, I'm sure, of whoever owns the store.
The employer.
They would have to give parking to their employees.
Yeah.
If I owned a store in the Dubai Mall, and the next thing you know, I can't expect my employee to spend 100 dirhams a day on parking.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be half their salary gone. You know what I mean? Mm. All right, well, there we go. It's a big discussion, but do we have the date of implementation? Do we know when it's actually getting implemented?
It just says 2024.
Yeah, but it is coming this year. We're halfway through it. So again, Dubai Mall, 4 hours parking is free, and then it starts at 40 dirhams for your fourth to fifth hour, 60 dirhams from your fifth to sixth hour, and sixth to seventh of the year for 80 dirhams, by the way. I mean, and it's connected to your Salik, so that's the other thing. They have like a gate, right? So what you're paying, it just beeps your way in and beeps your way out.
Oh, yeah. That's so it's fast as well, which is good.
That's good.
So you have to have your Salik topped up because it takes it from that.
Okay. Actually, I kind of like that just because it's quicker.
You don't need to do the.
It's just quick. You just move in and out.
You need to grab that ticket and then.
Just more money to spend. More money to spend.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Don't be grumpy, pretty. It's Monday.
Sorry. So let me explain what's been going on this show. So usually for...
It's not going to come out looking good for you guys.
Yes, it will.
It will look absolutely fine. Okay. You're the one that's going to look like a grumpy old man.
It will.
So... On the show for years, it was just Chris, Rossi, and myself. When the songs played, either Chris and Rossi would be talking about some sort of sport situation, or they're just on their phones and not even talking, right? And it's just
that's
silence.
A lie.
Rossi, am I wrong? You're not even paying attention. You're not even alive half the time.
Thanks. So nice of you to say.
Wow.
So
I'm on your side now, Chris.
Let's go, Ross.
Tell me, what do we talk about? Answer the question.
Before Nala. What would we talk about? We'd talk about work stuff.
What's coming up on the show next?
What's coming up on the show?
Really?
Ideas for the show.
Be honest. Every time a song played, we talk about ideas. Be honest.
Rossi, come on.
Talk about Brianna a bit. What she's doing, Liz is doing.
You have no idea.
I just told you everything we spoke about.
It would just be like silence most of the time. Now Nala's joined the show, and she'll actually talk to me, which is really amazing, actually. So we'll have conversations. But Chris, for some reason, just gets angry that we're having a conversation.
And annoyed.
He's like, why are you guys talking? What's on the show? I'm like, I don't know. Talk to the producer of the show.
Okay, plead your case and then I'll have my word. So just keep going, yeah.
I will plead our case. Pretty and I know what's on the show. Rossi mentions it before or we discuss it, then we move on to our conversation.
Okay, tell us how the 8 o'clock hour is lined up, please.
When I get to it, I'll tell you.
Exactly.
I don't need to know now.
I have the sheet.
You have no idea what's happening even when we're doing the show.
Exactly. Game show's in eight.
The frustration that I have is...
Why is it on me?
It's not on you. You've taken it upon yourself. I've obviously triggered something in Pretty.
I think you've hit a nerve.
Yeah, and obviously there might be something that you need to look at within yourself.
Excuse you.
Yep, it's all my fault. As per usual.
You can't say that to Pretty.
What it is during the songs... Nala and Pretty are having amazing conversations. They're really into it. And I like that. I actually love it.
No, you don't.
I love it. Today, right now between that song, they were talking about some engagement or wedding dress that you've bought that is not dressy enough. The person wants you to buy a dressier dress. So Pretty and Nala are having this full-on discussion. I love it. Like, it's great. However, what I need you both to just be aware of is what's coming up on the show next.
And we knew what was coming up.
Remember, I can't hold this show up on my shoulders forever. Okay,
and I can't do everything as usual.
Rossi and I can't do this.
You can say that to me, to Rossi, but never to Prince. Never.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just... Maybe
I just want to know, why do you need to know from us and not the producer of the show?
Who's the producer?
He's supposedly the producer, but he's not.
I'm a senior presenter. It says on my contract.
You write executive producer on your email.
No, I don't.
Is not the producer of the show.
So
we know that.
Why
so aren't I? Like, so what do I do?
So just so you know.
tell me what I do.
Rossi, don't come at me now.
No. I'm not the producer of the show.
Okay, what? Back to me.
We're all producers of the show. We don't have an actual producer.
Back to me.
Okay, so
just
who plans the show?
Can you turn him off? Because I need to talk. It's about me. I need to talk.
Who plans who?
So basically, during the show, right?
What's on the show every day.
Can I finish speaking? All I used to do on the show beforehand is just the show. I'd be doing news, traffic, thingies, looking up stuff, not even going to the bathroom or eating. I actually like having Nala because she actually speaks to me about things.
Yeah.
So I like it.
Yeah.
So it's nice. So you're telling me I can't have that conversation?
No, you can't, just not like when there's 30 seconds left in the song.
We were having it the entire time. You just...
All right. You guys, you know what? Do whatever you guys like. I, from this point, I'm going to zip my mouth.
No, okay? Let's... What are you wearing this weekend? Are you going to...
No.
Now you're
Rossi,
making fun
I'm
of what we're having
fun
conversation.
Of it. I'm going to... Yeah, we're going to take this conversation, as Melissa says, offline. And we will. But I want everyone to know, that's it, pretty Nala? Uh-huh. You'll never hear another word from me about
that's
it.
Such that's a lie.
It's not even
give it a week.
I won't. I'm all right. Don't worry. Leave it with me. We're live. It's Virgin Radio. Good morning. Sorry about that. Tundi has been waiting online that entire time. Tundi, I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Tundi.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Parking for the Dubai Mall if you're staff. This is where we were meant to go.
Well,
we got into an argument. Yeah. So what happens to the staff in the parking at the Dubai Mall? They get paid. It's paid for, is it?
Yeah, they have free parking at the downtown.
Downtown area. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. There we go.
Oh, I didn't know that.
After the Palace Hotel, there's the underground.
Oh, it's an underground
Palace Hotel.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, and then you'll just walk over.
All right, Furkan, what did you want to add to this conversation?
Hi. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
First of all, about the parking. Yeah, I mean, it's fair enough. Because until today, everybody has it free. But now for them, the JBR side, Blue Water side, when you go inside, like do some shopping, whatever, and you get your parking validated. That's good. One of the strategies for the customers. Mm-hmm. But I was going to add something else. I was talking to you guys, talking about here and there. Chris, you were not at work yesterday. You know, just you mentioned the Rossi's the, you know, best friend, and I'm totally agree with that. But Rossi was happy doing the science show yesterday without, you know, he's just, you know, giving a heads up.
Oh, last week when you weren't here.
Rossi was happy, yeah.
Right.
Yesterday was Sunday, bro.
He listened on the best of the Chris Fager.
Maybe
yeah.
I did. Maybe okay, I did. Okay, yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah, but, you know.
Cool. Just all right.
Thanks for Khan. Okay. So you enjoyed the show when I did it on my own.
See, this is all exactly right. What I mean. I have no value in this room.
I mean,
over it.
It was a good show. I had a Chris Fade show, and the Virgin Radio is the best that I know ever.
What was the best bit that I did?
This is the worst bit of our show in the entire month.
Yeah.
The last 6 minutes, 40. This is the lowest moment.
Yeah.
It's horrible radio.
And it's your fault.
And I'm ashamed of it.
It's great to have you on, though, Furkan. Thanks for calling.
Why, Chris? Why do you say though?
Just from the beginning after the song to where we are right now, it's just not good. I don't like it. I want it to wrap up as quick as I possibly can. NASA, quickly wrap it up in a good way, please.
Of course, I think Pretty, you're amazing. You're the glue of the show.
Yes.
Without you, there'd be no Chris Fade show.
Yes, thanks, NASA. I appreciate that.
Mic drop.
Pretty, one of the biggest shows in America, has said goodbye to their hosts.
Yeah.
Why? Is it because they're old? Like, is that... Was it?
No, so, okay, it's called Wheel of Fortune, and it's a staple in my, like, growing up. Even when I go home now, 7:30 p.m. every single night, we sit and watch Wheel of Fortune, and Pat Sajak and Vanna White.
Hold on. In Australia, we had Wheel of Fortune, and we got the American version, but then we have our own version
okay,
as
great,
well, right?
Yeah.
Do you have Wheel of Fortune in the UK?
Yeah. I don't like it, though.
Okay, great. So,
so Vanna White, I mean, I remember growing up.
She's still there, though.
Oh, so she's staying.
She's staying for another season. Pat Sajak is leaving after 41 seasons and over 8,000 episodes. Ryan Seacrest is taking over.
Our very own Ryan. Yep. I love Ryan Seacrest.
And I love him.
And on Friday, Pat Sajak had his final show air. His final new show air on Friday. But it's like an end of an era. Like, I can't believe he's not going to be on Wheel of Fortune.
Think about where you grew up, what country you grew up in. It may have been here. And look at that, like, that one iconic TV host that was hosting everything, now retiring. He got on and said a few words.
Dear Vanna, like me, she takes the show very seriously, but not herself.
Sounds
Vanna
like AI.
Is as sweet and unassuming as she seems. I want to thank her for her lovely goodbye on yesterday's show. And while I very much miss working with her, I take solace in the fact that we live about 5 miles apart, so we'll see plenty of each other.
Oh.
But I will miss our nightly closes and her laughter and her good nature. She's a very special woman.
And then Vanna White said a few words about him
as well. Oh, she had me in tears.
That tomorrow is our last show together. I don't know how to put into words what these past 41 years have meant to me.
Now just think about, this is me talking about you, pretty, okay?
1,000 episodes went by like that. When I first started, I was so green. You made me so comfortable and made me so confident, Pat. You made me who I am. You really did. As the years have gone by, we've grown up on television, but we've also shared so much more behind the scenes. And as much fun as we had on camera, those memories, milestones, and life events we shared with our families outside the studio are my favorite. We've watched our children grow up together. We've traveled all over the world. We've eaten hundreds of meals together. We've laughed. We've cried. We've celebrated. Oh, gosh. What an incredible and unforgettable journey we've had.
She's crying now.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed every minute of it with you.
So sweet, right?
Oh.
As this chapter of our lives is coming to an end, I know you'll still be close by. You're like a brother to me, and I consider you a true lifelong friend who I will always adore. I love
you. I hope he's not sick.
No, he just...
He's not sick, is he?
No, he's just retired now.
She's like, really? I mean, I know that they've worked together for a long time, but he's...
No, can you imagine? They've 41 seasons together.
41 Eight, years together.
41 seasons. Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, it's about 41 years.
Yes, and over 8,000 episodes. So Pat Sajak's what he said he's going to do afterwards. I think he lives in Hawaii. He's joined a play, and he's going to be acting in a play.
That's
after
amazing.
This, so.
Good on him. Good
Isn't
on
that
him.
Crazy?
Great
career.
Well done. Well done. 8:15. We could only wish to have that type of career, right, Ross?
Yeah.
He didn't like this one.
Yeah, I mean, I've got no idea who the person is. Best of luck to them, but
yeah,
you know, I can't get involved in it. I know nothing about it. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Let's go.
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
So after doing such a talk about it last week, about us being too medically related, me talking about having surgery in my mouth and then more, and we said no medical chat this week. Rossi has brought in a guest this morning to talk about genetic testing.
Yeah, because we love it, don't we?
So Rossi, you met Yusuf where?
My quiz nights.
Okay.
He won, obviously.
Did you go to Rossi's pub quiz?
Yes, absolutely. It was fantastic.
Entertaining, Yusuf?
Yes, yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Big Rossi, about a 10.
Thank you.
Honestly, when one of my friends was up there singing, he put some tissues in his ear because of how bad it was. 10 out of 10 content. Very funny.
That is great.
So I'm glad that we've got you in. You go by the name of Yusuf Hamada.
That's correct, Yusuf Hamada.
You're the operations manager for a company called LifeX. What does LifeX do?
So essentially what we do is we are a DNA testing company. So we do test your DNA and we do two different tests. We look at your biological age, otherwise known as your DNA methylation. So we look at how old your body actually is compared to how long you've been alive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at your whole DNA composition. So we kind of extract whatever information we can get, such as your genetic predispositions, you know, your different wellness traits, different things that can put you at high risk to developing certain diseases.
Oh, Chris.
But don't worry, our main focus of everything
just so you know, using the word "don't worry" is useless.
You know, I'm a health hypochondriac.
I know. This is absolutely perfect for you because our main focus is not just the DNA testing, not just the information. Yeah. It's about longevity and wellness. Okay. So what you can actually do with that information to prevent yourself from getting disease.
Right.
To improve your well-being.
So like, for instance, say like I'm deficient in calcium or something like that. You can find that out and then I can start to supplement myself.
Exactly. So not only that, but, you know, you're just more severe genetic predisposition. So from when we're born, we have our DNA already pre-coded. That doesn't change.
What are you now, doing, Chris?
I'm taking my vitamin B12 vitamin now.
You think it's going to help now?
We're trying to get an explanation here. Can you pay attention?
Well, I was going to take the vitamin.
Vitamin B12 is fantastic.
Should I not take this yet? Should I wait till I do the test?
I mean, you can take it now. Wait till your results and you'll see if you're high risk or low risk. And how much you should be able to take, right?
Okay, I won't put that in yet. Okay, so I continue.
Okay, so we take a test. And then how long does it usually take for someone to find out the details, like the results?
So about 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, gosh, this is a bad idea.
We could be dead.
No. So
Chris.
It's going to ruin my holiday. I'm literally going to find out how I'm going to die on my holiday.
So the test that we're about to do right now, we have to spit into a tube and then we take some specimen of more saliva around our mouth. Yep. We put it all in here. You send it away. It comes back in 6 to 8 weeks and it tells us exactly like possible diseases that we may be
predisposition to.
Give me another word.
Susceptible.
Yeah. Is that cool? So it will tell you like, hey, these are things that you have to watch out for. Is that right?
Yeah. So you're more at high risk of being able to develop these conditions.
And then also it may tell me things that I'm already lacking, vitamins or minerals within my body.
Correct.
What's this one about the family planning? Like, how does that help?
Exactly. So we look at something else called monogenic disorders as well.
Okay. Oh, I love monogenic disorders.
Chris, I don't think any sentence should start with I love this disorder.
No, like I know about, you know, I chat to Gary Brecker.
Oh.
Yeah. So he wanted, now if you don't know Gary Brecker, he's a guy that he does a lot of this sort of stuff, right? Longevity stuff.
Yeah.
And he, when he was here about a month ago, he said to me, do you want me to put you on my plan? And I wasn't sure. Because I know it's a big commitment. Because you have to then do this sort of stuff. And then whatever it is, I have to supplement. I have to eat differently. I have to do different things. But maybe this is the moment that I'm going to start doing it.
Can I just ask, like, how much is this test?
So for retail price, it's about $999 for both of the DNA tests and the whole the whole plan that you get for it, including the AI chatbot. So everyone has their own personalized AI coach that's entirely trained towards them.
That freaks me out. I don't need to know. I don't want my own personalized AI bot.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's a bit more expensive.
This is something as well that you can switch on and off if you choose to.
Hello, good morning, Chris. Have you taken your vitamin?
You're like, no AI, stop it.
Leave me alone.
That's really cool, though.
But that's the thing, right? With the whole future that we're going towards, you know, with AI, you've kind of got to adapt. And now you have your own, essentially, health coach in your pocket with you 24/7. That can give you all the information that you need. I want to take a few supplements. Which ones should I take that are most optimal for me?
Okay.
You know, what should I eat for dinner? How can I cook it? You know, these kinds of things.
I believe as we progress into the future, we're gonna live to 100. The average age, I believe, will be 100 years.
Yeah.
We are developing things. Stuff like this is really important. Knowledge is power, as they say. I think knowing more about your body and what it's doing, rather than being naive, negligent, just like whatever. If there's things like this and you can afford to do it, give it a go. There's no harm, except you do have my DNA.
No, don't worry. All DNA data is very highly secured in a lot of the labs. Okay. Everything is.
Yeah, don't be given away.
Just cloning one of him. Oh, that'll be double annoying.
Hey?
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do Rossi as well. There's just no need. All right, so we're going to do the test right now on the radio. We may as well do it together.
Which one
do you want us to open up first, Yusuf?
Open up the little card first. So
this one?
The small, exactly.
Okay. Now, by the way, website, mylifex.ai. If anyone wants to get their genetic done and testing and all whatever we're doing. Is it this thing?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So just take it out and then open it up, but just leave it on the on the table for a second.
Okay.
Leave it on the table for a second.
Don't touch that inner part, okay?
Exactly.
Okay, don't touch that.
And try not to rip the bags open completely, which I see is too late for that anyway. Yeah. All right, don't worry.
I mean, come on.
Instructions that need to be given to the boys beforehand.
Sorry, you said to the boys completely ripped
and
it.
Can we just see?
Beautiful thing, Malik.
Thank you so much.
But I'll stick it back.
Don't worry about it. I got plenty.
Okay. Yeah,
all right. So with those cards, you're just going to want to open them up. You see two small circles within them. Mm-hmm. Now for the fun part, you're going to want to spit on both of those circles.
How?
With your mouth and saliva.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is
I'm going to have some water first.
I'm going to play Rihanna, Don't Stop the Music.
We'll do all of this.
So I'm going to play a song. And we'll come back. We'll do a little bit of spitting. And we'll come back.
Weird.
All right? It's Virgin Radio. Please don't stop the music. Do I keep my mic up for the spitting part or do I turn it down? Doing some genetic testing. I never thought I'd say that.
This is the future. It's the future.
Okay, everyone go out. So in studio right now, we have Yusuf, who's the operations manager for a company called LifeX. And what they do is something called, can I say genetic testing? Is that the term? What's the term again?
Yeah, you can say genetic testing with the focus on the wellness and longevity aspect.
So basically, what we've done here is we've just given them our saliva in a few different ways. I've never given my saliva in so many ways, but it's been enjoyable. We've now sealed it all up. They have it, and they're going to take that out. It goes to a lab. Takes 6 to 8 weeks.
Now, this is the big question.
Can I get it quicker? Can I pay just quicker to get a service? Is there a quicker service?
You're talking to the most impatient man. Yeah.
So, obviously, for you guys, I'm going to do my absolute best to make sure to push it through as fast as possible and get it within about 4 to 6 weeks if it's possible.
And does it get sent overseas, right? It doesn't get done here.
No, exactly. So, we work with some of the largest labs in the world, hence why we do two different tests. One based in California, one based in Denmark.
That's awesome.
So that hence the delay, but we can ensure the accuracy and the quality of the results.
What about Lebanon? I mean, I know people there. We can get it. I can get it in 3 days.
I know I'm from Lebanon as well.
Three days, brother. It may not be 100% right, but we'll get it back in 3 days.
Exactly.
No, okay,
but
cool.
We got to be 100% right?
Okay. Exactly, man. Yeah.
So we'll get you back on.
When we get the results.
When we get the results, and we will run through live on the radio possible things, diseases that we may encounter in our future. Is that the deal?
Yeah. And then what you can do about it as well. So what actions you can take in your life to help prevent yourself from ever getting those diseases.
Okay. Yeah. But when you come, don't give us the results till you get here. Chris is going to try and ask you for the results, right? I think you should release the email once you tell us on air. What do you think? Because I don't want to...
Hold on.
Could the results give you like a really...
Life
like
scary?
You got a cancer or something?
No. So okay. Don't worry. There's going to be nothing absolutely terrifying for you.
I don't want that giving out on
radio. Yeah, exactly. There's going to be nothing terrifying. It's all incredibly more beneficial information. It's not things that... Because one of our main focuses was also to reduce the anxiety aspect that comes with the DNA testing. Mm-hmm. So the way that we present it, the way that we show it is in a very... easy, calm manner that's not too scary or too difficult to look at. Mm.
Can I ask you something? Is this different to like 23andMe?
Yes. So it is completely different in the sense that our main focus is the steps that come after the DNA testing. So we just utilize the information from your body to help guide you on your personal journey towards your wellness and longevity and your well-being.
Okay. Right? Okay. All right.
The thing that I'm more interested in is just our biological ages.
Yeah, we're going to find out what our insides. So it tells you what your insides age is really at.
Yeah.
So if I'm 44, my insides could be 30 or it could be 75.
Exactly. Oh, 75 is maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
High, but exactly.
Rossi outside.
Ooh.
98.
This is the worrying bit because we feel like we're dying every day, Yusuf. We do.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But on the inside, are you actually?
Probably. I abuse my body badly, like with food, with other things. So, I'm excited to find out the
results. Okay, so I just have to try to keep the calm between the boys.
because they're going to be very anxious for the next four, definitely. 6 weeks. Mm. You're going to get about 75 messages between now and the results from Rossi.
Of course.
Tell me where you send them. I'll probably know someone. I'll talk to them. Real quickly, Tuba, you're hearing us talk about this, and you've got a story. Real quickly, tell me, Tuba.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. I have an 8-year-old boy, and since he was born, from the first day I realized something different with him, and I asked the doctors what I can do, because there is something wrong. And until he being 6 years old, everyone told me, yes, there is something wrong, but we don't know what is. And at the end of the day, we had a generic test for him.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us two genes of him is, let's say, destroyed or different from the others.
So you did this test, and this test was what was able to identify what was missing from genes for your child. Is that right?
Yes, right. Wow. Two genes is missing for him.
Wow. Okay. I mean, there is benefits in doing these sort of things, especially in situations with Tuba, right?
Mm.
It's unbelievable.
Mm.
All right, Tuba, thank you for sharing that, and I hope your son's okay. If you want to know more, go to lifex.ae, 6 weeks or so. We'll get you back here, and we'll read them out.
Perfect. So it's mylifex.ai.
That's a website.
Say? Did I say something else?
Yeah.
I'm a little dyslexic. So.
Did you just make up a website?
What did I say?
The lifex.ae.
Okay, so it's mylifex.ae. I'm just making up websites now. Oh, the results are going to come in funny, I tell you.
And I will say as well, for all Virgin listeners, if you just click on the register your interest and type that, type in the invitation code Virgin, we will be offering
that. No, you can't do that.
So, sales will come, and they're going to charge you a lot of money. Don't type in Virgin.
Don't do it.
All right. Mylifex.ae is the website. 6 weeks' time. Pretty Rossi and I, we get our results. Yep. He's going to be
on vacation. Should we do it without him?
Yeah, 100%. We're going to read yours without you. You are not the father.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
That guy was lovely. The genetic testing scientist was in the studio. What's his name again? Yusuf.
Yusuf, so clever. Smart.
Yeah, he's a clever guy.
Nala.
Nala.
Every single guest we have here, I have to get the look from Chris of like,
Nala.
No, I only give you the look if I think he's a potential bachelor, Nala.
Yes.
And he ticked a lot of boxes. He was nice. He was attractive, I felt. He spoke very well. He's a scientist.
Well-dressed.
He's 25. You're?
27 almost.
It doesn't matter. He looks a lot older than 25.
Well, but you're not complaining though, are you?
No, I said no.
Hey, the funny thing was as he was leaving the studio, Pretty and I were like, so how old are you?
Yeah.
Where do you grow up? And he was answering all the questions. And I think for a moment he thought, this is weird. Why are they asking me all these questions? And then I went, all right, see you later. And he just walked off.
I think he knew when you were like, are you single? Are you married? And then
first of all, Nala, do not complain. You complain that there's no one left.
Yeah. We're trying to find you a potential bachelor. And he seems like a lovely guy. He's a scientist.
So nice.
The question, I don't ask them if they're single. I say,
Are you married?
Are you married? You got kids? Like, that's a night. Like,
yes, it's a good way of doing it.
And he was like, No, I think he's single. There's just saying.
Nala,
he's 25.
He should have paid more attention to you, though, I feel.
But he was 25, but his genetic test said he was 28. Okay?
Time to play the game show within the show.
All right, welcome to the game show within the show right here on Virgin Radio. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Fade. One day I want to be a TV game show host. That's the dream, people. So we do it on the show every single day. Not all the time. Let's welcome contestant number one.
Hi, my name is Breathy, and I'm really excited about my upcoming vacation.
Good on you, contestant number two.
Hi, my name is Nala, and I am thirsty.
Listen, this is a PG-rated show.
Water.
I'm thirsty. Wow. Yusuf, come back.
Wow.
Yusuf.
Gosh, she's disappeared on the floor. I mean,
Rossi. Contestant number three.
I'm Rossi, and I'm a millennial, and Chris is a generation.
Are you a millennial?
I'm a millennial, and Chris is Generation X. He's Generation X, I'm a millennial.
Settle down, everybody. I'll have to run this as a game show. Now, I'm gonna struggle here because I can't say the word of the game show.
Synonym.
We're doing the synonym game. Synonym? Yeah, synonym. Yeah, okay, I got it. Synonym. Now, explain what a synonym is for somebody that may not know what a synonym is.
You're the host.
Two words that have similar meanings.
Two words that have similar meanings.
So,
I am
they're
learning.
Interchangeable in the sentence. Do you get what I'm saying?
What we're doing here is we are talking about movies.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an explanation somewhat of the movie. You have to identify what the movie name is. Remember, it's a synonym. Synonym.
So basically, synonym. Let me explain your game show. A word or two in the movie title has been replaced with its synonym.
Correct.
See, we have to guess the original movie title, write it down.
All right, so you're going to give us the synonym version, and we have to guess the original.
Correct. Okay. We're going to buzz in this time.
Oh, no.
We're going to buzz in this time. We've got a lot to get through, so I want you to buzz in and keep the points tally. I can't do it all.
I got you.
Do we buzz in with our name?
Preetam, could you
sound?
Keep the points tally, please, in studio number 2? Thank you. We've got Rossi, Pretty, and Nala. Good luck. Cinnamon number 1.
Synonym.
Just
synonym.
Say cinnamon, it's fine.
Cinema.
Sound alike. No.
Serpents on an aircraft.
Pretty, shut up.
Pretty is in first.
Snakes on a plane.
That is correct. Well done. Pretty with 1 point. Well done. Here we go. Cinnamon number 2.
Synonym.
Uppermost pistol.
Pretty. Top Gun.
That is correct.
Wow.
Pretty knows her synonyms, doesn't she?
Well done.
All right, here we go. Synonym number 3.
Synonym.
Murder William.
Ross.
Yes.
Kill Bill.
Yeah. That is right. Rossi gets a point.
I got kill. You guys
all
are
right.
Fast.
Number 4. Arachnid male.
Ross.
Yes.
Spider-Man.
That is correct. Rossi.
Yes.
Synonym number 4. 5.
5.
Sunrise.
Go. Rossi.
Rossi's in.
Night of.
No, it's not antonym. It's synonym. Continue, Chris.
Sunrise of the deceased.
Breathe.
Rise of the
dead.
No, not exactly. We are close, though.
Oh.
Rise of the...
Another word for rise.
Up? No.
Sun does...
Set?
No.
No, it's not antonym. It's synonym.
Sunrise.
Sun.
It's also a female name.
Rita.
Sun. Ray. Ray. Sean of the dead.
Close. Rhymes with Sean.
Dawn of the Dead.
No one gets a point. Okay. No one gets a point there.
Okay.
We'll keep going here. With this synonym game, you can play
synonym.
A lot. Synonym.
Synonym.
Okay. Cop school.
Breathy.
Yes.
Police academy.
Correct. Pretty Malik. Very hard here. Very hard to beat. Pretty Malik knows a lot about that. All right. This is a hard one. Good luck. My huge, obese, Hellenist...
My big, fat Greek wedding.
Oh. Correct. That was, I'll repeat that, my huge, obese, Hellenist nuptials.
Hellenist is the name for Greece.
Yes, okay. No nation for geriatric males.
Ross.
Yes.
Oh. No country for old men.
Yeah.
That is correct, Rossi. Well done. This is the last one.
Nala has zero.
Last one, and it's worth... Last one's worth 15 points.
Oh, man.
I can get this.
Last one is worth 15 points. Could be anyone's game right now. The game show within a show. Winner gets a can of baked beans. Protein rich. 42 grams. Last one is mandibles.
Ross.
Rossi for the win.
The Expendables.
That is... Incorrect.
Pretty. The Incredibles.
That is incorrect.
Whoa.
Mandibles.
Don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that word
mandible.
Means.
Mandible. 15 points.
Ross, the edibles.
No, you're out.
No.
We're both out.
Anyone can guess.
I don't know what mandibles is.
What is your
sentence?
Mandible? Wow. My mandible is hurting.
Jaws.
You got to buzz in.
Jaws. Nala. Jaws.
It is Jaws. Nala has won it with Jaws, your mandible joint, your jawbone.
I gave her the answer.
Well, you didn't buzz in with your name, which means Nala is the winner.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Pretty for helping me out.
That's your game show within a show. I'm your host, and you've got the can of baked beans, extra protein with 42 grams. Well done.
Chris. What?
Go ahead, yeah.
I saw you over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Your friend arrived, right?
Oh, yes.
That's nice.
Yes, yes, my friend did arrive. Yeah, my friend Frank, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Frankie.
I know. Yeah, my friend came from overseas, a couple. And Frankie's one of my closest mates. He's like one of the... We've been friends since we were like probably 17, 18 years old.
So was that like, the friend that you were friends with first and then your brother stole him?
Yeah, exactly. So he was my friend and then I left, moved from Sydney, came here and then my brother took over the friendship and now they're really close mates. And I'm... But anyway, well, still one of my... He came with his wife and his beautiful kids. So it's the... You know, I have,
so cute.
They're staying at my house right now for the next 4 days. They're doing a stopover. They're going to Greece for a wedding or something. So they came to Dubai. I can't wait today. I'm taking them to the beach. I'm doing the whole touristy thing. You know, yeah, I took them to the mall last night.
I was very, very surprised. You know, Chris really loves Frankie.
Yeah.
And Jules. It's Jules true. Is amazing too.
Yeah.
Because you actually went to the airport yourself.
Correct.
To pick them up.
Correct, yeah.
Does not do that for everyone.
Correct. I picked, you know, if I pick you up from the airport...
That's love.
There's a lot of love there, okay, people?
There was lots of videos of you in the Cybertruck over the weekend. Did you pick him up in that?
Do you want to know the story?
Of what?
Why, something went wrong?
Yep.
What?
Oh,
what did you
am
do?
Am I going to enjoy this?
Yep.
With my jealous ways. Go on then.
So I got the Cybertruck. You may have seen it. I've only posted about 17 videos up it on social media.
Did you have a Cybertruck? I didn't even realize.
By the way, I saw the video. Was someone on the metro filming it?
Yeah,
what a great shot that is.
Someone was on the metro as I was driving down Sheikh Zayed Road filming. And captured this epic video. It's on my page. But so the thing with these new Cybertrucks, and there's a few of them running around the country right now. They've all been imported, so we've got it from America. And right now, Tesla don't have the facility to fix these things, repair these things, do what they've got to do. Even the charging, the basic charging, the way that you charge a Tesla, it needs a special adapter.
Oh, it's different.
It's a little bit different. Yeah. It is one of the most remarkable vehicles I've ever driven in my life.
Is it cool?
It is so cool.
Yeah.
I've never been... the way that it drives, I love this thing. It's literally Elon Musk, the future. He created it in 2024.
Spacious?
Pretty... front is so roomy. The back's a regular back seat.
Okay.
Huge trunk. But this thing's just... It's actually... Right now, I feel like it's dangerous driving it for other people. Everyone is taking videos and photos of this thing.
Is it outside today?
No, I didn't bring it.
Oh.
So my mate's got one as well, and he's got a facility where he can charge it. He's connected it all at his home, so it charges normally. I don't have that yet. So I went to pick up my mates in it from the airport, and it had 30% charge. Now, this is one of the only downfalls of an electric car is you've got to be prepared.
Yeah.
Because I had 30% on it, but I was going from around the Mall of Emirates area to the airport, Terminal 3, picking them up and bringing them back. 30% is just over 100 kilometers, I think it was.
I mean, yeah, you'd be cutting it close, but you'd be fine.
I knew I was fine.
Yeah.
So I went inside. It was at 30%, the car was. Now, I went inside and did something for about 45 minutes. Maybe I didn't switch the car off. Maybe the AC was running. I don't know, because I got back into the car and we were down to 20%. So now I've got Brianna and I in the car. We're driving and I'm driving and she's already going.
Anxious.
Yeah, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. I'm like, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. Don't worry. We're fine.
It's a hot day to not be fine, though.
It was. I had the AC pushing hard. We get to, you know where Le Meridian is? In
the airport.
Near the airport.
Yeah.
Le Meridian Hotel.
Very close to the airport.
We're at the airport.
Gahood.
We're 20 minutes before they're landing. We've got time. I said to B, Google if they've got a Tesla charger at Le Meridian Airport. She's like, yep, they've got one.
Wow.
Okay. So I said, let's go. Most hotels now have them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's go charge this thing there. 30 minutes. We're at 11% now. By the time we got to Le Meridian, we're at 11%. So I bring this big beast of a car in. Everyone's coming to take photos. I'm like, guys, can we park it here? Just need a charge for like 20 minutes. They're like, no problem. We're at 9%. I plug it in. Doesn't work.
Oh, what happened?
It didn't have the adapter?
Because it doesn't have the right voltage or something. Because it's a special vehicle. And Tesla, they're going to have all the facilities ready to go when they do bring them in.
Officially, yeah.
So I'm like, oh my gosh. We're down to 9%.
What happens next?
So I go to Brianna. Just take it home. Just take it back.
Yeah.
I'll pick them up in an Uber. because we're not going to make it.
We're not.
So Brianna goes, I'll take it to the Mall of Emirates.
Yes.
And I'll get it charged there.
There's 9%?
9%.
You'll make it. You'll make it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, how far?
So she gets to Mall of the Emirates. She messaged me. She's like, I'm in the waiting bay now. There's like 17 cars waiting to get charged. So if you have an electric car, that's, again, one of the things you have to sort of, if you don't do it at home, you have to wait, right? So we're waiting. She's waiting. I've now picked up my friends in an Uber. They're like, what's going on?
What did you?
I told them, I'll tell you later.
Yeah, yeah.
So Brianna waits for 20 minutes. Right?
Yeah.
She's down to 5%.
Yeah.
She plugs it in.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work. She calls me frantically. I don't know what you want me to do. What am I going to do? I'm like, babe, just relax. Just leave it there. I will come and I'll sort it out. Just leave it there. Leave it there. I hang up the phone because now I've got the friends with me and I'm just, they're meeting my baby for the first time. And as they're meeting the baby, she's calling me. Why aren't you answering your phone? Because I'm like, because they're meeting Cruz for the first time. I just
got Cruz with you?
Yeah, I've got Cruz. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So then, anyway, she calls me up again. She's like, why didn't you answer your phone? I'm like, because they're meeting the baby and I'm bringing the car home. I'm bringing it home now. I'm like, oh my gosh, what do you mean? She's like, I'm just bringing it home. I didn't leave it there. So she brings it home. She gets to our house at 3%.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, 5% can take you.
I've got 3%. Yeah. It's, I think, 17 kilometers was on it. Now, I'm going, what do I do here?
So what's the extension?
Can't you charge it up?
I have a question.
I don't have a driveway right now because they're filling in my driveway. I'm building a driveway.
Right.
So where our Tesla charger is,
you can't,
we can't get to it. So I've got no charge. So then I said, I'm taking it to my mate's house, G on the Palm.
3%, you won't make it.
I did it. And so I got in my car with my mate Frank, who's just landed. And I go, bro,
we're going on an adventure.
This could go really horribly wrong. So we're driving now from my house to the Palm.
Can you coast in neutral or not? No.
No. Just, we had AC turns off, just to let you know, Pretty.
Yeah.
AC turns off. There's no AC after, I think, 2% or 3%.
Oh, I've had a situation where I came home at 1%.
Okay. So the AC's off. My mate Frank is with me. It's 43 degrees. We're sweating so hard in this Cybertruck.
Yeah. But you look cool.
People are taking photos of it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. We get to 1%. We're at 1%. 3 kilometers left.
Oh.
We're 2.1 kilometers away from my mate's house.
I wouldn't like to push it. Go on.
So we drive. We get onto the front that he's on. Yeah. He lives in a massive villa on the Palm. They wait because they've high security there, right? So they open. Hi, I'm here for da-da-da, this and that. And they're like getting it all checked off. I'm like, dude, we got to go.
Battery,
I'm about to run out here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think you can push these things.
No.
I think once they turn off, that's it. It's not like you can put it into neutral.
Yeah.
And then we got it there with, it said 1 kilometer left.
And then it just shuts down.
And then it just shuts down. I reversed it in, I charged it. And then it's still there now. It was the most stressful thing.
I can't imagine.
Driving a car. That's the only, because I'm all about electric cars, but that right there is the only thing that I thought of was
The negative is, the difference would be that you would have the charger at home.
Negative thing is that we got a car from the States.
Exactly.
That wasn't ready for the country.
Exactly.
So they're not ready for it. And they have said that. They will be ready next year, but they're not ready right now.
Exactly. Well, and when they are, they'll have their chargers around the city.
But like you've said several times, Prithi, that you shouldn't do that, right? You were saying last week, don't do it. Wait till it gets here officially.
I thought of a great business idea.
What?
You know how with our mobile phone? No, yeah, our mobile phone chargers, we have little battery packs that we plug in when we're running on. They should sell an industrial battery pack that you leave in the back of these electric cars. So if you're in a position that I'm in, you just plug it in and it gives you an extra 15%.
Yeah, it's great in the heat, that one in Dubai. Good idea, Chris.
What?
It's probably like causing accidents or something.
Why?
The heat?
You think it'll what?
On what?
Like the battery?
You think it'll
explode? We have gas. Gas bottles are left outside in 50 degree heat in this country. Gas. Batteries would be fine.
Okay.
I'm a scientist.
Virgin Radio, UAE traffic, powered by Yas Island.
I have no idea what I'm talking about on any of those matters.
Disclaimer.
But it was fun, and it's still the most remarkable car that I think I've ever driven in my life.
If you want to see the video of Chris from the Metro, go look at his page, at Chris Fade.
But you're now going to wait until it's officially here to get it.
Yeah, no, got it, done. It's over. Sorry, Pretty. What's happening on the roads?
Just... got an accident that's causing a 10-minute delay at Dubai South. This is on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road. This is going towards Sharjah, and we have a 50-minute delay coming out of Sharjah.
You know when you run out of fuel here, you get a fine.
Yeah.
If you run out of gas in your car in this country, you get a fine. I wonder if it's the same if you run out of electricity.
That's a good point.
Interesting. No, but this may be hard for some of you, especially if you're from Pakistan, but we're going to talk cricket. India beat Pakistan by 6 runs in a very low scoring, but very tense. It was a good match. Your T20 World Cup Group A encounter on Sunday. And happening in New York City. How crazy and cool is that?
Yeah. So it happened.
Love that.
It literally happened about 5 minutes to where I went to college. Like, I grew up there.
Did your dad go?
No.
Tickets were really expensive, weren't they?
$2,500 a ticket.
What?
Should have got two, pretty.
The stadium was full, 34,000 people. A lot of my family did go.
Not every ticket. There must have been regular.
But I actually, because I was looking up tickets, so I was like, oh, Father's Day around the corner. Yeah. Let me send him to this match. I was like, oh, it won't be. How much will it be, right? So those were the only tickets left, but I had a lot of family go, and they had a great time.
34,000 people filled out the stadium.
Yep.
Oh, that's so good.
Did you see the video of that famous cricket player who was doing the cricket game and was getting taught by two people who work there?
Yeah.
How to bowl.
I know.
We're going to work on your description there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just because I don't know who it was.
One of the South African fast bowlers was in New York, and they had set up like educational sort of stages and implements for like Americans who don't know cricket.
Exactly.
So they were like, they had these guys teaching people how to bowl and how to bat. So this South African,
Dale Steyn,
is one of the greatest fast bowlers from South Africa. He was at the stand, and they were teaching him, like, so what you want to do is you want to grab the ball, and you want to, and he just goes and belts it.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm sorry, Pakistan, you were beaten. The result moved India to the top of the Group A. 2 wins from their opening 2 matches, while Pakistan has 0 points. They not only lost against India, but they lost against America.
Yeah, they lost to the United States as well. Oh, so.
Man, I know it must be hard. If you're from India, congratulations. If you're from Pakistan, commiserations, but you'll be back. You'll be back as you always do. You'll come back, but I've got to do something that I promise I always do, especially when there's rivalry between two countries. If it was Australia, India, I'll do the same thing.
What are you doing?
Punjab, Sindh, Gujarat, Maratha, Dravid, Utkal, Vanga.
You know the words, pretty?
Yes.
Vindhya, Himachal, Yamuna, Ganga, Uchchal, Jaladhi, Taranga.
Congratulations, India. The official national anthem. I won't be able to play it in full, but congratulations, Team India, and commiserations to Pakistan. You'll be back.
It was close, though. It was tense, let me tell you.
Just remember, Australia, the best cricketing country out of you all. Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us for your Monday. Well, that show went all over the place, but I liked it. So well done. Well done, guys. Thank you for hanging out with us. Appreciate it.
You get paid to be here. So.
You do get paid. That's right. That's why Rossi's here, because he gets paid to be here.
Yep.
We'll catch you tomorrow from 6 from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.